Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy Young with news that you need to know. Holiness is not a set of rules that we must follow. That's the headline. David James, with Bible in hand, comes to this broadcast table to respond to that headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Probably quite a bit of confusion about holiness, or actually what it means to be holy. Get into that for us.
Well, I think many tend to think of holiness as following a set of rules, and these usually end up being man-made. And we tend to see this trend in holiness churches and denominations and some other groups today that tend to have very strict codes of conduct, including dress and personal appearance. But just like the Pharisees, these often go beyond the Word of God. And this almost inevitably leads to legalism, which is when we judge someone's spirituality based upon how much they conform to a set of external rules that aren't necessarily stated explicitly in Scripture. So I do think there is some confusion. I think it's good that we're discussing this.
What is the biblical definition of holy, and also the definition of holiness?
Either holy or holiness appears 669 times in 598 verses, and the first mention is in Exodus 3, verse 5, where Moses encounters the Lord on Mount Sinai, and the Lord said, "Don't draw near to this place, take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground." And then the last mention of holy or holiness is found in Revelation 22, the last chapter of the Bible, where it talks about, "Let him who is holy, let him be holy." Still talking about the way it will be in the future. So the concept of holiness itself has the idea of being set apart to God. The most basic idea is to be set apart for the purpose of being pure and undefiled before the Lord. Peter actually says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13, quoting from Leviticus chapter 11, he said, "He who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. Be holy, for I am holy." And so the idea is that just as God is set apart from all forms of wickedness and evil, those who are believers are also to be set apart from wickedness and evil in our daily lives, in our thinking, in our conduct, in the things that we say, the things that we participate in, that we are to be set apart to God for the purpose of worshiping Him with our lives and doing what He would have us to do and walking before Him and walking before the world and having a good testimony of what it means to be a child of God.
David James with Bible in hand, detailing the biblical definition of holiness. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. It doesn't matter what you and I think about holiness, but what the Bible says on this subject. For each of us to be in the presence of God forever, we must be holy. In fact, when we arrive at the third heaven, one of the first things that we will see will be four throne room angels shouting, "Holy, holy, holy." That's Revelation chapter 4, verses 6 to 9. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...